Welcome back to Chapter 4, Mastery of Money. Money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. Ayn Rand, Russian-American novelist. She's the author of Atlas Shrugged, you might have heard of. Tip 24. This is the first tip of this chapter. Get what you really want. Have you ever seen or thought of something you wanted for your business, a family member, or yourself? Then did you say, I can't afford that, or I can't do that, or even, I can't be that? Was that the end of your desire or thought? Many times it is. Unknowingly, you have stopped your brain from being able to even consider how to achieve the matter. We invite you to flip the statement from I can't to how can I have or be or do that? Your brain will come up with answers. For example, you want to become a member of a business club or a high-end mastermind group, but you think it may be out of your financial reach. If you say, I can't afford that, you will be right, and that is the end of the plan, at least for now. However, if you ask yourself, how can I make that happen, your brain goes into creative problem-solving mode and will come up with solutions. Perhaps you are a member of organizations or associations aimed at business networking that have not worked out for you. You could redirect your networking dollars to the business club or mastermind group you think is going to give you better results and quite possibly be more fun. Marissa Meyer, CEO of Yahoo, said this, I always did something I was a little not ready to do. I think that is how we grow. When there is a moment of, wow, I'm not so sure I can do this, and you push through those moments, it is then that you have a breakthrough. Sometimes that's a sign that something really great is about to happen. You are about to grow. I love that. Tip 25. Keep business and personal finances separate. This tip is vital. You do not want to expose your personal assets to business risks and liability. In the worst case, you could be sued and lose everything you own, both in business and personally. It is prudent for you to subscribe to the philosophy that you and your business are two separate entities. Even if you live and breathe your business close to 24/7, you must view and treat your business finances completely separate from your personal finances. Here's a quote. I believe that through knowledge and discipline, financial peace is possible for all of us. This was said by Dave Ramsey, American financial author, radio host, and television personality. We included this tip, by the way, because despite the fact that most CEOs have this particular item in good order, some actually do not. We have seen some that do not, and this is such a vital tip, we wanted to make sure to include it. Tip 26. Make sure your business and your personal assets are protected. Is your chosen business vehicle right for you? Is your company's operating agreement a standard operating agreement, or has it been designed for your company's unique situation? As soon as you have partners, shareholders, or additional members in an LLC, this paperwork becomes even more important than for the solopreneur. Meet with an appropriately experienced attorney to discuss this issue. Saving on attorney's fees may be penny wise, but dollar foolish. Also make sure you keep your corporate minutes, documents, and stock certificates correctly. You can hire reasonably inexpensive help for that if you don't want to do it yourself. Will Robinson, author of The Oliver Twist, says this, financial fitness is not a pipe dream or state of mind. It is a reality if you're willing to pursue it and embrace it. All right, tip 27. Make sure you have the appropriate business insurance. Get the appropriate business insurance. Sit down with a recommended experienced insurance broker to discuss your needs. You might want to get two or three quotes, not just to get the best price, but also to evaluate what you really require to protect the fruits of your hard labor, including your personal assets. Peter Kenny from StreetDirectory.com says this, at the very minimum, you want to make sure that your personal liability is covered by some form of business insurance. Ignoring this may cost you everything that you have worked for and earned. Very true. Tip 28. Make certain that the accounts receivables are collected on time. In order to run a business successfully, you must be able to get your clients to pay you and pay you on time. Have a method in place that assists you in collecting while successfully retaining the client. A lengthening in the average number of days to collect the account receivables cuts down on cash flow and often costs the company significant interest expenses and hence loss of profits. If the client shows no intention of paying the bill, you have to be willing to turn the matter over to a collection agency. Ultimately, the question is this: do you really want to continue to do business with that client? Ron Simkin, CEO of LexJet, a direct marketer of printing materials in Sarasota, Florida, advises to ask customers to use credit cards for their purchases. He says it has made all the difference to his company. 90% of his customers, including Whirlpool and Kinko's, have opted to pay with plastic for fees ranging from $100 to $100,000 annually. Taking credit cards makes getting paid fast and easy, enhances cash flow, and reduces invoicing and collection costs drastically. Manoj Arora, from the book The Rat Race to Financial Freedom, says this: for every liability you have, you are somebody else's asset. If a home loan is a liability for you, it is an asset for your bank. Learn to control your cash flow. Amen to that. Tip 29. Diversify your assets as soon as you can. Many business owners hold at least 75% of their assets in their business. Should your business experience a severe downturn, or worse, go out of business, you may not have enough assets to maintain your lifestyle. You may not be able to retire when you envisioned. A serious decline in business income may even threaten funds needed for living or sending your children to college. To protect yourself, consider diversifying your assets on an ongoing basis. Don't put all of your eggs into one basket. You may have to focus your assets on building your business during the first few years. However, beyond year 3 to 5, hopefully the business is doing well enough to allow you to begin asset diversification. Be cautious with investments that sound too good to be true. Such investments usually do not perform in the long run. Investments with friends can be good as long as you make absolutely certain from the start you both agree that this transaction will be treated with complete professionalism. This means you must perform just as much due diligence as you would with anyone else. Require appropriate reporting and documentation. If you don't feel you can ask for that, we invite you to rethink the investment. Manoj Arora, again from the book The Rat Race to Financial Freedom, says, "Time, not money, is your biggest asset in life. You need time to invest in relationships with yourself and your family, or to chase your passion. Think again if you're still trading time for money. Let your money work for you. You don't work for money. That is exactly what financial freedom is." I think it's really worth pausing a bit on that and thinking about that. Tip 30. Pick a professional, trustworthy investment advisor. There are many strategies for asset diversification and investing. Make sure you devote some of your time to this matter. Seek the advice of a knowledgeable, professional advisor. Be careful of captive advisors who sell only products from their own firm. Make sure the advisor's number one priority is you, not his or her commission. Real estate, stocks, preferably in business areas you actually understand, whole life insurance, and other business assets may all be viable options. Quote, "A huge mistake that many of us make is to work hard our entire life for money and not require money to work for us in return." Daniel Willey, author of the book Success Isn't for Everyone. So that's it for Chapter 4, Mastery of Money. I look forward to talking with you about those tips at our next session. And until then, I say ciao.